My aunt's little ones are doing a 9-week course. And I mean, I know they're really Olic and stuff, but I just think it's kind of cruel. Because when she says sit, they sit. When she says come, they come. And now, she's teaching them tricks, like party tricks and stuff. I mean, it's exploitation. Come on, I mean, the poor dogs.
The combination meal, inspired by seven colors, is something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kakmo? He's an actor, a film director,
say hello to my little friend,
a motivational speaker, a musician.
I'm the man up in this piece.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kakmo!
Mina ngiyawuthe sikasi ngithanda ukuzibhomela namagenge kasisinomsa nje sibele sishela abantwana basekasi amafleet. Hello nice, shaphi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Hi, this is Gloria Bossman, and you're hanging out with my boy, Kagiso Modupi, on Cliff Central. Hey, if you want to give us anything, give us yourself. That's the best gift you can ever give the world. Oh, yay, yay!
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Oh, yay, yay. Oh, yay, yay. Hashtag get December boss. Hashtag unleashed is unleashed. How many hashtags can we have this December? Hey, welcome to it, man. Welcome to the craziest show on this side of the continent, man. And we have to say, man, it's cliffcentral.com. And the show is called Unleashed with your boy, Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kakmo. You know, this show, this is where we unleash all the cool stuff, you know, that people need to know. And we're just hanging out, man. And we're just talking relationships. We're having music. We're just really enjoying ourselves. Get December, boss. What are you doing? Are you in the office? Well, offices are empty right now, Mara. If you're still in the office, you can stream us live from cliffcentral.com, or you can just download the app on cliffcentral.com, and then you can just listen to us. Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting our show. Shout out to the guys in Namibia. Shout out to the guys in Nigeria. Shout out to the guys in the UK. Shout out to the guys in China. We see you right there. And as you know, man, we always talk about the nice stuff, like we show you too. And today's topic, we're just going to keep it nice and easy and chilled. And since, you know, it's December holidays, we're going to be talking about something that's really interesting today. We are going to talk about the midnight kiss on New Year's Eve. Yes, it could be midnight kiss, or it could be midnight sex, midnight loving. We want to talk about that. You know, some people say it's rumored that if you don't get the midnight kiss, you know, with somebody, then you're going to have a very lonely year. How true is that? I don't know. But today we're going to be hanging out, with our brother who's running a bit late. And ladies, trust me, you want to listen to this guy and and you want to hear what he has to say. He's very popular, but I will not give it away for now. All I have to, you know, do is just, keep pushing the show. I'm hanging out with Vanessa in studio, my producer. And we hang out, Lopalisa. We just hanging out. Hello, Palisa. Yeah. So tell me, what do you think? Do you think that the midnight kiss is really, how crucial is it? How crucial is the midnight kiss on the 31st of December? Or how crucial is the midnight sex? you know, at the 30, on the 31st of December. So send us your voice notes, and the number to send it to is 079-348 yeah, get December, 2090. The number is 079-348-2090. Send us your voice notes and tell us how crucial is the midnight kiss in December, or the midnight sex in December, on the last day of the year, the 31st of December. Yeah. So grab your office buddies, grab iprazako, and you know, stream us live on cliffcentral.com and tell them that Kagmo is on your radio.
Unleashed with Kagiso Murupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Murupi.
Yeah, you're still hanging out with me, Kagiso Modupi, aka Kagmo, and we are officially unleashed. And as we just wind down the clock to the end of the year, today's topic, we are talking about the 31st of December, the last day of the year. That kiss. Yeah, how important is that kiss? Or, you know, getting it on, you know, at that time. Look, the thing is, you know, I've been looking around and I checked on the internet, and they say, you know, the thing is, if you get that kiss, and it's believed from way back that, you know, the Romans believed that if you get a kiss at midnight, then, you know, it's good luck for the new year, because it's just at midnight when you're breaking off the old year and you're starting a new year. But it's also believed that... you know, it's to kill all the evil spirits and all the bad things that happened you know, during the year. And I'm sitting here, you know with my producer Vanessa, and I'm thinking, do you really believe that?
I do not.
Yeah. You're not a superstitious
I'm
person.
Not very superstitious, but there's a couple that I do yeah, you know, take seriously, such as this one, for yeah, instance.
Yeah.
I don't take chances. It's this one and the one about money. They yeah, say, like, if a woman, like, if you put your bag on the floor, then you won't have money. So if you buy
a woman shoes, then she's gonna leave you.
Well,
yeah,
that I, you know, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But this one, I take no chances. I don't think it's true, but just in case.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've been looking at you know, some of the things that. The reason why just ordinary people and not the Romans,
yeah,
you know, they think we have to do, you know, we have to kiss at midnight.
Right.
They say it's fun. Hmm. Is it?
That's not incorrect necessarily.
Have you?
Fun.
Have you like, you know, are you looking forward to your midnight kiss?
Not this year.
Not this year.
I don't have any good prospects this year.
You don't have anyone?
Good prospects. No, not this year.
Yeah, but what happens if you find yourself just hanging out? You know, obviously New Year's Eve, you won't be yeah, alone, right?
No,
unless
I'll be.
Unless.
No, I'm not going to be alone.
Yeah.
However. You know, like if I'm sober, then, you know, I'll like look around the room and see.
Yeah.
But who's, if I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Anything.
Could so happen. So you'll probably have like a drunken kiss.
Well, yeah. Like that's happened to me before.
And you're okay with it.
I still remember it. It was, remember when the U.S. found Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
I was in the U.S.
Yeah.
And we're in the bar with my colleagues. I used to work, I worked for CNN at yeah, the time. And all of us were just right there. And
we were happy.
We were excited.
And then you
also
just
we were
went
the first to break the news. And I went for it. It is fun. The Romans are right. It is fun.
It is fun. Okay. So something big has to happen, like the New Year's Eve and the fireworks, and so it's the euphoria of
the mood.
Do
you know
and
what I'm saying?
Hanging
like
out
exactly.
And
if the mood wow, is right, then it's like.
So you know, if you're single, then you're not in a bad space. That's what you're saying.
No, not really. You actually are in a better place, in my opinion, because you have options. So if kiss number yeah, one doesn't go well,
then
you're like, okay, well, let's still, you know,
midnight-ish. Yeah. Still midnight-ish.
Still midnight-ish. So let me go and get for another two.
Yeah.
So you're in a better position.
You know, I've got a tip for single people. Uh-huh. And the tip is how to get that midnight kiss if you don't have anyone.
I would like to hear this.
Just wait for like 11:59,
uh-huh.
You know, and just look for someone who doesn't have anybody in the room, uh-huh. And you know, you wait, and then as it hits 12 and those fireworks go, you're like, Happy New Year, you know, and you just go in first as a hug, but make sure it's a long-ish hug.
Like,
and
you then squeeze a little tighter.
Yeah, you know,
than
and
normal.
Just, yeah, and as you get out of it, just happen to kiss.
It is a horrible,
but it's
horrible
a nice way of
idea.
Getting a kiss.
What if the lady, like, what if his woman is somewhere in the back, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was getting a drink.
No, that's why I said wait for, like, 11:59 and see whether, you know, this person has someone or not. Because I believe that, you know, when by the time it's 11:55,
uh-huh.
Everybody's looking for their people,
you
know?
You.
Some people pray at midnight, some people. So if you see someone and you can tell there's no one there and they're just there with a glass of wine, just
then you're like,
make
okay,
sure you're in their area, you know? Make sure you're in the 18 area, Nyana, and just come closer. Dance a little, you know, a little bit closer to them.
Right.
And as it hits, just go for the hug and come out as a kiss.
So what, do I take the number afterwards? Or
no,
is it just a moment thing? It's just, that was the moment. It's over. Goodbye, sir.
Yeah, but we'll see how the night progresses. Mm. You know, this could be, you know, the beginning of something.
Mm.
You've heard like, you know, weird stories at weddings where, no, everything started New Year's Eve and,
true.
You know, it was a hug and
true.
It became a kiss and then we are getting married.
And then one thing led to another.
Yeah, so it could be like good luck, right?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I believe in that. The last guy I kissed under the
was
moonlight.
Under the moonlight. You're such a...
I know, right? I'm a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
The last guy I kissed under the moonlight, it was my birthday.
Yeah.
I ended up marrying that guy.
You
we
lie.
We got married. I swear to God.
Did
we
it last?
It a minute.
The marriage?
It lasted a minute.
Okay. So maybe, yeah, okay.
There's some truth to it, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you know? It was late, like when he professed his love to me, it was like from...
Yeah.
Around midnight-ish, and we were outside till like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And we didn't separate for a long time.
And yeah, until
the divorce. Yeah.
You know, I think the best way is not to wait for midnight. If you're gonna, you know, if you're looking for a midnight kiss.
Yeah.
I think start searching. The minute you get there, start searching. You know, start looking and see the energy around the room,
yeah.
Who's with who.
Yeah.
So that you can start picking your candidates.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait for like midnight
and then
get
then
the kiss. Yeah.
Go for it. So
you're
better to
buy no pesgo munye. Yeah, you know, uba no hamba no munye.
So what about you? What's your plan? What's your game plan?
I don't know,
as
man.
A married man, like what's the rule?
I don't know.
Do
and,
you
and
plan
hence
it?
We just,
do you just, you know, wait for the moment? Like, how does, like, do you talk about it? Like, now, like, you know, we need to make sure. Good to
I'll 12. Be honest with you. I just started doing it because I saw everybody else was doing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so maybe this is what we have to
right.
do.
Like,
you know?
It just comes with.
Yeah, there was no superstitious belief, you know, with regards to bad luck, good luck, you know, studying. But I kind of feel it's a nice way to seal off the year.
Right.
And to start a new year.
So does it end with just a kiss or with...
As a married
know,
man? You're asking
as
me as a married
man? Yeah. Does it end with a kiss or does it go to the
hell
bedroom? Because you know what?
No.
The kiss thing
I
is...
I have to tap the air. You know, I have to do something.
What if there's people there?
No,
like, what if
no, but I'm just saying, you know, obviously it won't happen at midnight. But if you're married, you're hanging out... and you probably have the kids gone, you know, maybe they've gone to Makoko or something like that. And that's, as a married person, that's probably the only time that you will have free time without the kids, you know. So it's nice to kind of explore in that crazy drunken sex. Why not? You know, but then we can start it with the kiss.
Is it better when you're drunk? Actually, I think, you know, let's pause that, because I think that's something that I would like to hear you and our guest talk about.
Yeah.
I want to hear it from a guy's perspective.
No. But I mean, we, as guys, it doesn't mean that we're the same. I mean, we're different. But I can't wait to hear what our
Even
guest is
better,
going to say.
Even better, yeah. I'd like to, like, I know he's like a hopeless romantic. He's like a...
Yeah.
He's a lover of note.
Yeah, so you're still hanging out.
You're not very mushy.
So. No, I'm not mushy. He's a lover. He's a lover. That's why he's a hopeless romantic, just like you. You still hang out with me, Kahmo, you know, the last live show for the year. And it's been a great year and a great start. And we are talking about how crucial is that first, that kiss at midnight or sealing it off with some love making. You know, come midnight, New Year's Eve. And you can send us your voice notes on 079-748-2090. And the show is called Unleashed. And I believe that we've got a voice note, right? Do we?
Yes, we
Yeah,
do.
Let's hear what we the do. People have to say.
Hi, Kagiso. It's to me.
And Hector.
So we believe that is like a total superstition. Like before, my current boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend, used to go to church on the 31st of December from 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. till 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was not at church. I used to go out clubbing and I was not lonely, so I don't believe that now.
And I kissed my cousin once.
Huh.
And everything was fine.
Cousin?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything was just fine. But 1 year I didn't kiss anyone and everything was
but
fine.
But surely so. The cousin, I'm still lost. <or something. laughs>
No,
like,
the cousin. Kissing, everything is fine.
I've not had that.
If you believe it, that's just gonna give you.
Yeah, I think if you believe it, then chances are. But if you don't believe it, now you always. I'm always in between relationships, so like, yeah, I've never had loneliness.
Yeah, and he was my second cousin, anyways.
Crazy.
Oh, you know, we always enjoy the voice notes from Dumi and Hector, and they're just like a pair, you know. But here's the thing, I think Hector makes a very crucial point here, where does it really matter who you kiss? Does it have to be someone that, you know, you are romantically attracted to, or does it can be your mom or your cousin or right? Happy New Year,
so.
Mommy. You know?
I don't believe it had to be your mom.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that?
Because it's just, okay, so...
Superstition says, you know, to seal off the year and to start a new year.
Right, but romantically. Like, if you're talking about being lonely,
no,
that's
the superstition
a romantic
didn't say
issue.
Romantically. They said to seal off the year. And you won't have a lonely, okay, I guess it's romantically.
Yeah, because, okay, so, like, you know how, like, on Christmas, they do this on Christmas. You have the mistletoe, ne? No?
Where are you from? Yeah, Christmas, we have Christmas clothes. We have brand new clothes. There's no mistletoe. What are you talking about?
You have a mistletoe, and, like, let's say you put a mistletoe under the door, right?
Yeah.
The rule is... whoever you with at the door, under the mistletoe, then you kiss that person.
I think people have weird ways of hooking up. I think it's a smart way of starting
it
a relationship.
Really is, though.
But I don't know what you're talking about, honestly.
I'll tell you, that's a topic for another day. But listen, I really think it has to be a romantic person. Like, I would not want to be caught dead kissing my mother on, you know, midnight on New Year's Eve, you know? So I think you have to have some sort of attraction, you know? First of all, like, it just, he has to look good. He has to smell
That's
good.
One thing I wanted to ask you, you know, and I was hoping, you know, we're going to ask our guest when he gets here.
Yes.
I want to know, like, you know, as a single person, do you even have a criteria to say, it's midnight, there's a single person, there's another single person, I'm single. Do looks matter?
Yes. To me, they do. To me, they do. But I have to be attracted to you. I know it's just like a little, unless it's like a smooch.
Maravi, you know when you've had a couple, you know, 4 out of 10 can look like an 8. So maybe you must just prepare yourself and say, you know what?
Like
there's not so good looking people here. But let me hit this vodka. Come 12 o'clock. You're like, yeah, hello, my 11 out of 10. Right? Because you're single. And when you're single, you actually don't have
a choice. That's true, I suppose.
You don't have a choice. Do you hit clubs? Do you drive around looking for hot people?
Well, normally, you hang out with friends on New Year's Eve, first mm-hmm. of all, you know, mm-hmm. and some are, you know, paired up and some are single, you know?
Yeah, you've got single friends. Okay. No, sorry, I'm just talking as a married man here. Yeah.
I do have single friends.
Yeah.
I do. But, you know, it's just like we try not to take it to that far. But like this year, actually, I'll be with my friend Swati's friends.
Okay.
So I don't know them, so I have nothing to lose.
And you've strategically chosen, you know, Swati in a way that you kind of met their friends. So maybe there's someone you're eyeing there already.
No, I've never met these people before. Okay. I have no clue what it's going to be like.
Well,
but I just hope there's a frog.
There's a frog, yeah. So, but here's one thing that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Do you feel pressured? Do you feel like I have to find someone, and is it something that we plan, or is it something that we kind of feel subconsciously? Come 10 o'clock or 10:30, 11:30.
Yeah,
you're starting to look around.
Yeah,
subconsciously you're starting to look around.
Yeah,
is it something that society has kind of put out there as pressure that you need to kiss someone? And do you feel awkward when other people are kissing and when you're not at midnight?
You know, the last couple of years that I've been single for 2 years. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I was at church.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't
bad. All the single people must just go to church to avoid awkwardness.
Yeah. You know, yeah, there's always before, Oprah that la piano, but you know. Like,
No. So what is it? A holy kiss? Yeah. Hallelujah. Wow. Yeah. Because people can go there. Yeah? Hallelujah. Wow. Yes.
I mean, you know.
So what did you do? What did you do when you were single? You
went to church. I was at church, and you know, we hugged.
And did you
a couple of brothers?
And did that hug come out as a sister, brother?
No, it was just a hug. But listen, this whole thing is just pressure. It's too much pressure. Yeah. Like even just thinking about it now, I'm like, oh God. Like, you know, even as we're talking, I'm like in my head, like already like preparing you know, my what's outfit going to happen? Yeah. And you know, what color lipstick, you know, what flavor.
Okay, I hear you. So when you were married, did you feel pressured?
When I was married, it was a given. When I was married, it's just we were always together. So it was just a given. It was just like a, you know.
But subconsciously, did you find yourself, you know, 11:30 drifting towards your person? Because obviously when you're a New Year's Eve party, you hang out, you're there, that person's there, you know, you're mingling with friends, not just the two of you. Mm. But did you kind of find yourself looking at the watch and drifting towards your person?
Yeah, making sure there was no other, you know, lady next to him who thought, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to make sure I was the only kiss he was going to get.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody else thought it's a midnight thing to do, let me grab this guy, you know.
So it was an insecurity thing for you?
I don't know if it's insecurity, but more of I have to be the only kiss there just in case.
But that's what I'm saying, doesn't it? It feels like pressure, right?
Yeah. Well, not pressure, but like because
he has to be only
just in case it turns into this other kiss is then better than mine.
Would you feel bad if it was just a peck? You know, let's say we're all going,
No, I would not love that. No.
But where does this pressure come from?
I don't know. It's just, we grew up that way. You know, society, like, you know us.
We didn't grow up looking forward to kisses. We looked forward to fireworks. And now we're looking forward to creating our own fireworks.
That is. Yeah. Yeah. I guess as we grow up, we have access to, you know, internet and, you know, and TV and things, you know. So, like, we get that from that culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the television, you know. It's conditioned in our minds that we have to do it.
Yeah. Mm. Wow.
So I'm taking no chances.
Oh man, yeah. You're still hanging out with me, Kagiso Modupi, on Unleashed, and I'm just having a nice December chat with my producer, Vanessa Tlobatla, and we're just hanging out. You know, our guest is coming, and I'm trying to save all these questions, you know, for our guests. But the thing is, you know, this topic is such a hot topic, and people don't take it. You know, it's something that you don't actually think about.
Yeah.
But it's something that kind of happens, and it's very, it's like you expected to give that kiss, and I wanna get an insight from just ladies and how they feel, you know. Are they expected to know you, to even sigal a kek? Are you expected to have sex, you know?
I think
after coming back from that, but you know, we're still chilled. It's holidays, but it's something that's very crucial and something that I want to talk about as soon as you know, our guest gets here. I want to save all these questions for him. And the show is called Unleashed, and you can hang out with me on my social medias at Kagiso Modupi. On Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And you can also follow us on @cliffcentral.com. You can stream us live. You can also just download the app. It's the last show of the year, and we're just hanging out, and we're just talking about the last day of the year.
Hello, my friends. This is Bantu Soul, and you're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Sure.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Yeah, and the show is Unleashed, and you hang out with me, Kagiso Modupi, aka Kagmo. What are your plans for New Year's Eve?
I'm gonna hang out with friends this year.
Oh yeah,
I'm not
you
going
said
to church.
Yeah.
I'm going.
So you get a man, you stop going to church. You don't have a man, you go to church.
Church didn't work.
Jesus is my man. Hallelujah.
No, but we have like a part. Swati has a thing.
Yes. If I was Jesus, I'd be like, no. I'd walk away. I'd be like, no. Why are these people? They want me when they are singing. Yeah.
No, man.
And they say, you know, when you want somebody, go to church. If you're single, go to church.
That's not true.
That's what I heard. Go to church.
That is not true. Do you know, I guess that's a topic
think
for another day.
There's a huge chance of hooking up a church?
Not really.
Yeah.
I find church goers, I'll call them church goers, because not everybody who goes to church is necessarily going for the right reason.
Yeah.
But I find them to be very like uptight and like, you know, with the suit and ties all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, just loosen up, you know?
They
call you sister.
Yeah.
It is just, nah.
I think those guys have a clever way of getting to, you know.
For real?
Hook up,
in
yeah.
What way?
You know, they talk about dreams. They say, sister, I had a revelation in my dreams.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. They go, I have a revelation in my dreams. And, you know, they're saying that the Lord is saying that you and I must hook up at midnight. So today at 12 o'clock. Sister,
it's on.
Let's pray. Come pray next to me, sister.
No, you would have to be a stupid sister to go for that.
But they go for it.
No, man.
I'm telling you.
No.
And you were one of them at some point. Because you went to church.
Yeah, but I didn't fall for the okie doke. I'm smart.
Mm.
I'm smart. I want to ask you this, though.
Yeah.
The same scenario I described earlier where I was like, you know, I wanted to make sure that I was the only person next to my man on midnight.
Yeah.
how would you feel if that happened with your wife? Like, if you guys were out there somewhere and some guy like grabbed her and like, you know, maybe a pack.
Look, firstly, my wife is just, she's a wolf, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's a wolf, and you know, she wouldn't allow anybody to just kiss her.
For real.
Yeah, but I feel like she's a bully, man. She bullies me. Sometimes I just don't feel like kissing on midnight, ho. I just want to hang out.
You just want to hang out and, yeah, no, and no kisses.
You know, and I want to hang out till like 4, but it's like, oh, she bullies me. She wants me to go home. Hey, let's go do this thing. Let's go in, you know.
So what do? You push her away? You can't just.
No, I don't. But no. I'm just saying I feel pressured. You know,
somebody's, I feel pressure. Here. Somebody is here, guys.
I'm just excited. Our guest just walked in,
yay.
And you know, we've been marinating the ladies, and and all of a sudden, you know, the aircon in the studio is not working anymore because
Mr. Hot
just walked in, and man, and I see the lady, I see Palisa is like, I see Vanessa, they're like, yes, she says,
let's just chill,
guys, can we just push this thing?
It really is hot.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me just reveal our guest, because we've just been you know, keeping you as a secret. You guys know him as Rancho Meng from Movango. You know, he's the first South African to play Simba on The Lion King, and most of y'all ladies know him for Sing. Dominoes.
Sing.
I'm terrible at the singing business, I gotta tell you. What's up, Brian?
I'm good, man.
Mr. Brian Timber is in the building. He's chilling.
Yeah, you guys, thank you for having me. Apologies for being late.
It's all right.
I know I was supposed to be here.
Good December.
I need to explain this, man.
Yeah.
So the lady that helps me at home.
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling her?
Yeah.
The lady that helps me.
Yeah.
So I'm in the studio, you know, I'm doing my thing there, I'm working and whatever.
Yeah.
And she's tidying up, she's cleaning up, mm-hmm. you know. And surprisingly, she took my keys, my car keys.
Oh.
And put them, I don't know where. So I was like going crazy looking for my car keys.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, Brian,
I was not, like, no traffic, no nothing.
It's my same, but there's no traffic in
Joburg. You know, Brian, you may or may not have heard this. It's this new thing in this millennium called Uber.
You may or may not have heard.
You can't have Brian Tembe on an Uber.
I'm old school, man.
You can't. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're hanging out with Mr. Brian Tembe on cliffcentral.com. Just tweet us, cliffcentral.com. Or you can catch us on cliffcentral.com. You can stream us live. We are hanging out with Mr. Brian Tembe himself, and we're talking about the holidays. Sure. The last day. You know what we're talking about today? We're talking about the last day of the year, which is the 31. You know, and there's this thing, you know, whether it's a superstition or whatever,
yeah,
that people are saying that, you know, you have to get the midnight kiss, because if you don't get the midnight kiss, or you don't get the midnight loving, you know, you might face a lonely year. What's your take on that?
Look, I'm a believer in God, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And for me, that's the most important thing. Like, when I get into a new year, mm-hmm. I have to enter with God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other one, tried it? I don't know, man.
So you go to church is what you're saying?
That's what I, yes.
So okay.
And you don't kiss a sister?
I got to kiss a sister, guys.
I got to
kiss a sister.
Hello, brother.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, brother. Brother, Happy New Year.
No, that's why I got to have my lady with me on that day.
And that's the thing we've been asking, you know, do you feel pressured? Let's take superstition aside. And I know you're a man of God, and you know, so I want to move away from that. I just want to chat as out to out.
Yeah, sure.
Do you ever feel like when it hits like when 11:30, You like looking at the clock. You start looking at where she is. Well, for you, obviously you're in church. She's right next to you.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But for us,
exactly.
Who are like chinging ko praying guy,
yo, yo, yo.
You know, you start looking for her at the corner of your eye.
Do you
feel pressured that you need to kiss at midnight?
I don't think it's pressure.
Yeah.
As such, I think it's a necessity.
Aha.
For me. I think it's a must do.
Yeah.
I have to do that. You know,
yeah.
For me, not because somebody says you have to do it.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I want to do it. Like, you know, it's
at
something
midnight.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got, when they say, fast. Happy New Year, I'm like, baby, come here.
Yeah.
Whether I'm in church,
come here. We got married in church. They saw us do this thing. And is
you know
the
what
kiss
I'm saying?
Is the kiss different? Do you think the kiss is different? I'm trying to ask you all these questions.
It's definitely not a romantic kiss. It's not a sexual kiss. You know there's a sexual kiss, right?
Yeah, and then there's a platonic.
It's nothing like that.
So it's like a...
It's just, thank you.
Happy
you know?
New Year.
Thank you, yeah.
Happy,
thank you. We got
year.
Another year. We're happy starting year. Another year. You know, let's keep
and that's
going.
What it means for you.
Yes, ne? Definitely.
But we've sealed the year.
Yeah,
and
man.
And we're starting a new
we're
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? To be honest, you know, I wanted to say while you were talking, I don't like festive, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What, the pressure? What don't you like?
The pressure, the unnecessary.
The
commercial. It's not. You know, I grew up in Soshanguve. I'm from Soshanguve.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the way we grew up, it's like.
Yeah.
When it's, you know, holidays.
Yeah.
That thing that we used to do, man.
You hear this, ne? You hear this,
you know what I'm saying?
Not in Tia, how you go America. She's talking about
mistletoe.
Mistletoe. And I'm like, listen, Christmas.
No, mistletoe.
What's New Year's Day for us is brand new clothes.
You know what I'm saying?
Brand new clothes.
You know, that's the highlight of the of Christmas.
Dirty America.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it was so nice.
Yeah.
Because you get to stay up until late. Your parents allow you to stay up
until late. Because you're here, you're safe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And it's poly sheets.
Of course, you have to wake up and clean it up.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, by afternoon, you're just chilling. By evening, you know, couple 80, you go eat dinner. You come back outside. You sit there. It was nice.
Yeah, right.
It was nice. Now I don't know, what do kids do now?
At midnight.
Yeah, like before.
Before be
fireworks, it's fireworks, and
do they still do fireworks?
They still do fireworks. Well, you are in the suburbs, you know, where the dogs are.
I mean, I hide myself.
You're in the burbs, you know, in the burbs. You do it for SBCA.
I don't think I enjoy the benefits of the burbs, man.
Yeah, you don't.
Why
you
not?
Don't.
But you know what? I like my space. I like my quiet space and whatever.
Yeah.
And that's why I make sure my house has everything that I need.
But here's this thing. I don't want us to drift, you know.
To deviate.
Yeah, and deviate. Revirera. And the most important thing we're talking about here is the kiss.
The
you know,
kiss,
and
man.
As you say, you know, you say at midnight, you kiss.
Yeah.
You seal it off. You're starting a new year.
Do you think
it's necessary? No?
It doesn't really... Look, it doesn't really need to be a kiss.
Yeah.
It could
be a
hug. Like a very close hug and say, you know what, thank you for the year that you've given me. You know? And we pray together and we thank God together.
Yeah. And then after that, you hit the club.
No, really.
You go home.
Go home and finish it off. Right?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. And that's what we're talking about.
That's
you know?
Right.
Because it still counts as...
It's not a must, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that.
Have you ever? Okay, now I get that you got your girl. Right?
Yeah,
but she was never your first girl.
No, right? Of course not.
And when growing up, got so shanguve.
Yeah,
yes, yeah.
I didn't care, man.
And you had a girlfriend then. You know, before that, did you at some point find yourself pressured that you must have someone got New Year's Eve free and hanging out?
I did not even care.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even care. I think I had... My priorities were different.
So but you didn't always spend, like, New Year's Eve in church, right?
No, not always.
So there was some point where you were kotlapo.
Hey, bro, like, there's been so many situations, man.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a club.
Yeah.
There's been a penthouse. There's been a pool.
Yeah.
There's been a... has there ever been a beach? No.
No. Yeah.
No, there's never been a beach. But it's been in different places, you know. And Wakaba, I used to live in different places. I lived in LA, lived in Vegas, lived in London. So there was different things that we did.
Yeah.
Club, yeah, definitely was one of them.
And did it ever happen on New Year's Eve that you didn't kiss anybody?
Yeah, a lot, actually.
And did you feel...
Nah.
Yeah?
Nah, I didn't feel anyway.
But were you lonely that rest of the year? Or like...
Not really. I probably was dating, but it wasn't that serious.
Wait, this is Brian Tamer we're talking about.
I know, right? Hold up. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Brian can never be lonely, right?
Oh, man, come on, what?
He's never lonely.
But on a real though,
yeah.
I did. There were times when I got lonely.
Yeah.
The thing is, loneliness is something else, man. You can be with somebody, but be lonely.
But still be lonely, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I probably was dating somebody, or I was just... But I was still lonely,
right.
Because it's something like that. And I've lived most of my professional life outside of the country,
where
I don't know nobody. Mm-hmm. I meet people there, and I make family, like, you know, families
as you go,
there.
Yeah. So you got families all over the world.
You understand?
Yeah.
So for me, it was, it did get lonely at some point.
Yeah.
Many times, I think.
And here's the thing. Now that we're not going to talk about, you know, Brian Temple, because I mean Brian Temple, he's not pressured by Batu or anything. But do you think that this pressure that people are putting themselves under, you know, one, is it necessary?
Yeah.
And for me, what we were asking ourselves here, you know, what's different with that midnight kiss or that midnight loving? You know, is it different from what you've been getting throughout the year?
Yeah.
Does it feel different? Do you think, maybe let's change this and say, do you think special occasions, because 31st is a special occasion.
Yeah.
Birthday is a special occasion.
Yep.
You know, do you think that, you know, the love making or the kiss on the day feels different than the regular?
Let's say on your birthday, does
it feel different when you get it on your birthday?
I think if the reason, mm-hmm. if the reason is very important to you, then it will feel different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, as loose as it is, you know, let's not overthink this thing. It's
birthday
like
sex.
Keep it there. Yeah, keep it. How about Tima ka birthday? Are you cool with that?
I'm cool with that, man. Oh, I mean,
and I got low.
I feel you, Joe.
because I won't lie to you. I kind of, you know, expect something, you know.
I feel you.
Like when I present.
Bruh, I feel you.
And I mean, it's not like I, you know, you married. There's kids,
yeah,
there's man, so
just, come on, man.
So on your birthday, you probably take Bana to Magogo or ing, and then.
And it's just the two of us.
Evan Tima.
We can make
one Tima. One Tima. Skantima, Joe. Skantima, give it to
you. Nah, man.
Skantima, give New Year's Eve. I'm starting a
new year. Please. Like, no, I feel you, Joe.
Yeah. Like, you know, there's a guy I know, and sorry, man, Brian. This guy, you know, is getting divorced, and you know they bring both families to come together, and they sit there.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Uchozi," and the family's on his case, and he can see, you know, I'm in the corner, and he came out. He's like, "You know what? This is the last kick of a dying horse."
Yeah.
And he said,
"Okay,
what's king, mama? Banti mai." And I like a New Year's Day, haka kreali blowjob.
Aish!
What's going on? So we kind
but
of
you see,
we kind of realize that it's crucial to some people.
Look, okay, you see, now you're taking me somewhere else. And, you know, I'm
having flashbacks.
No, these topics are very important.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't want to deviate from our subject. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's one thing, I mean, we as men are I'm normally portrayed as dogs, you know,
and
given that situation, he probably wasn't getting it at home.
Yeah.
And he got it somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think women in relationships, I'm talking on behalf of men now.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, we make mistakes, we do what we need to do, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, ma'am, if your dude wants some, give it up.
Yeah. Even on New Year's Eve.
Please.
Even on New Year's Eve.
Not even on New Year's Eve.
But I'm saying if it's important.
Especially on New Year's Eve.
Especially. Yeah, especially on New Year's Eve.
But it's very important because in this day and age, a lot like media everything is promiscuous. Everybody's promiscuous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all about sex. It's all about all of that. You know what I'm saying? And I always say, excuse me, can I say
preach.
This?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Preach. Yeah.
Girl, be a bitch for your man.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
That's all I'm saying.
I got
be
you.
A bitch for your man.
Be a bitch for your man.
Another bitch will come and they will rock your man.
I hear you.
Hard.
Hiv.
Be a lady in public and a freak in
and
the
and a freak in the
bedroom.
Bed. Please. You please.
Know, Brian,
that saves so much relationships.
You know when they said you were coming today, I was like, you know, we need Brian for like a hot topic, man.
Yeah.
And right now you're just getting into it. And actually,
I'm
you know
you,
what?
Bro.
We're going to
so
all these papers.
Back.
Let's just throw them out the window.
Come
we're
going to
throw them out the window.
Yeah, Brian, let's do it, man.
Have you ever noticed? And funny enough, it's about these hot girls, you know?
Bruh.
They're trying to be hot while they're still doing it.
Yeah.
They be pouting.
Girl, come on now.
Loosen
get
up.
In. Get into it, bro.
Loosen up.
Yeah. It's very... Because you know what? One thing that I've noticed, you know, and this happens with a lot of relationships.
Mm.
When we get together, when we are... dating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you'll even do it in the car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the minute we get comfortable with each other, all of that goes out of the window, bruh. Like, for us to even do it.
But maybe Brian, this is where the pressure comes from.
Yeah.
Where when we were dating,
yeah,
we used to do it and we felt like it's the 31st. You know, let's do it. We'd probably go do it in the car or find a bathroom at a friend's, you know, and just do like a little quickinyan. And now all of a sudden, it's the 31st. We've been dating or married for however long. And now it's the 31st. And I miss that thing.
You miss that thing. You see.
So maybe that's where the pressure comes from, right?
Man.
Before you answer that, Brian, guys, it's not one-sided though.
No, it's not one-sided. I agree with you 100%.
Because like you all feel like what you just said, like when we're dating, you know,
let me give you a scenario.
It's not simple.
Let me give you a scenario.
It's not that
simple. Hold on, Vanessa.
Okay.
Please, let me just say this. Let me just say this cuz I'm very passionate about this situation right now.
Let the guests.
You see, if you and I were dating, right? And you were sexy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time you would touch me a certain way, you would be, you know, you would lead on. Like you'd be a lead.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Men are very visual.
Yeah.
Right. More than anything.
Yeah.
Right.
We are visual.
Right.
That's why we love seeing lingerie. That's why we love seeing all of those things. The way you look sometimes when you know what I'm saying?
Right. We don't like seeing onesie.
Yes, I will. I will try in the relationship and make it exciting as well.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Do things, candlelit dinners and all of that. You know, ask you to cook without anything on but just your apron. You see things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then comes a time when we're used to each other now.
Yeah.
You stop doing all those things.
I stopped.
Yeah, in most cases, in my like, I'm talking from experience.
Yeah,
right.
In most cases, I will still go out and buy flowers and say, "What's up, baby?"
Yeah,
do the romantic.
This is what.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
this is what's happening. But my baby ain't doing what she used to do before.
Mm.
She comfortable.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's comfortable.
Yeah,
she knows she got you now.
Yeah.
Mm.
So now questions are raised as in. What's really going on? What's really going on? Like, baby, what happened?
Yeah.
Now there's another chick who is hot.
Yeah.
Uzanele.
Out there.
Uzanele, baba.
Yeah.
She got booty. She's hot.
And Brian,
you know what I'm saying?
You've been pushing Zanele away. You like?
I've been pushing Zanele away. And Zanele is like, Brian.
Yeah.
And Zanele sends you voice notes, bro. Please. She's like. Brian, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you're like, God, I have not been called like that.
In a while,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, at home, Kiwo, Brian,
oh, baby,
copy to the Brian,
So it's very important to try and it's not only on women, it's not only on women. Mm. I have to, you know, it's both parties need to always work at it because. It's a very crucial part of a relationship.
Right.
If you lose that.
Yeah.
I see communication, but it's just, you know, making it work. Mm-hmm. Sex is very important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mara sex is also communicating.
It is. Okay, yes, I agree with you.
No, ra communicate. communicate, gang. Yeah? Communicate to me. Yeah?
Yeah. It's very, and the thing is,
it's another form of communication.
It is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And it's another way of saying I'm sorry.
It's another.
Of saying I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That does not.
I mean, we don't even have to say it, but it can
make up
say,
sex
I'm sorry.
Is the best, man.
Well, yeah, but it don't mean you're excused.
Oh, I will be excused
well,
after
if
that.
If you do it right. If you do it right.
Oh, okay.
I will find my intent. I will find my intent. When I make up sex. Wow.
But
and the nominees are
Ryan
Timber.
But it happens, Joe.
And the winner is. Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you.
But my point is. Please, people, just sex is very important.
Yeah,
in a relationship.
So even
and communication, like you
even
said,
even on New Year's Eve.
If you know,
if,
on
you
New
know,
Year's
if,
Eve.
Bon, Brian, and I like what you've been saying. You know, which is what is important to me.
Yeah.
So, and I know there's guys who you know who are just not interested in sex. Doesn't mean that they're not interested in the relationship.
Yeah.
But if it's important for your person to get someone New Year's Eve,
yeah,
then give it to them. Yeah, but also, not just give it to them, but because you know how important it is for them, sometimes you just got to get yourself in the mood, right?
Yeah.
You know, because that's
gets
one
you
of
in the
things.
Mood.
Yeah, what gets you in the mood? Yeah.
And that's where the communication situation comes into
yeah,
play.
Yeah.
Where let's discuss what turns you on.
Yeah.
I need to know
let's
what turns you
it.
On.
Let's
so
talk
that,
about it.
So that we can, you know,
yeah,
we can get this on, both of us.
Asking Brian Ubuamunati Joe. I wish you were here much earlier. Nalo and I were gonna talk some more. And
he's
and
come
I need
back
yeah,
show.
No, he's
Amen.
Definitely coming back. And I want us you know what?
And
when
Uber
you come back,
time.
I want yeah. us to talk about the different communications
yeah.
in marriage.
Yes.
And getting to how do you satisfy your person and not just sexually,
yeah.
but just as a person, what is it that they like,
yeah.
and what is it that you like? Because
yeah.
that's where we communication comes in, right?
Exactly.
And there's a lot of relationships out there. You find, or you know, they ended, and you're like, it was so unnecessary.
It was so unnecessary,
you know.
And trust
yeah.
me, 8 times out of 10,
yeah,
it's because of sex. It's because your dude
yeah.
went and saw somebody else who rocked their world,
yeah,
and then they cheated,
or your girl.
Or your girl even.
But the thing is, she didn't communicate it to you.
You know what I'm saying?
Because if we
what
say that
like.
We are here, what do you like? What is it that you don't
like? What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Like, what to make you excited every day?
Yeah.
Or not even every day, because that's impossible.
Yeah.
But what is it that you want me to do to make you excited every day? What is it that you want?
Yeah.
So that because that's important. I need you.
Yeah.
I need you to be at work and be thinking about me.
Yeah.
Not to be thinking about another dude.
Yeah.
You need to be thinking about me and thinking, oh my baby, gosh, I can't wait to
I
go
gotta
home.
Go home.
And I need to come out of set and be like, hey man, come.
Yeah.
Cut. No. No, 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 no. Can we do that? No, no. Stop. I need to go.
You know, this is why, and I've said this, and people always just think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this in a bad way.
Yeah.
But soccer players, Joe, mm-hmm. OT has a beautiful girl, but every time he gets caught, it's not a hot girl.
Bruh.
Right? Have you ever seen that? Listen, I'm going to wrap this thing up. I'm going to wrap this thing up. Brian, you need to come back. We need to have these conversations.
I'm back, man.
The
I'm
show
back.
Is called Unleashed, and as you can tell, we're unleashing conversations that people need to know about, that people want to hear. And it's every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Till 4 p.m. And I have to say, you know, you guys must check out, this is my personal favorite, your new track with Maiza. I think it's just out of there.
Dope.
Tipsy is
dope.
Just another thing. And maybe you must come back and we can talk about Tipsy. Sex,
yeah, man.
You know, yeah,
oh,
and I know you got a lot to talk about.
Oh,
yeah,
bruh.
You know what I mean.
Durban, that's
but
all I can say.
Check him out. And where do we?
Why are you moving to Durban? I got it.
Where do we find you on social media?
You can find me on @BrianTemba, which is BRIANTEMBA.
Yes.
I always have to say this,
yeah,
because people say THE. MBA.
Yeah.
So it's TEMBA.
Yeah.
On Twitter, on Instagram, www.briantemberworld.com.
Yeah.
My website.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, man. You must come back and we'll hang out and we'll tell your helper, Oscar Fitlerikia, Joe. You know, if she wants to come at you, she's just gotta, you know, say it
no,
nice. You know,
man.
She's gonna say, Brian, I met him. Hi,
on stage. No, I'm good.
So it's Unleashed, the last show for this year, but you can get the podcast and just download it on cliffcentral.com. And we'll see you next year. And we'd like to say have a fantastic, fantastic festive season, you know, whatever's left of it. And we'll see you next year when we come back.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm what there. Do you want to say to people for Jay?
Look, I just want to say, you know, everybody says this, be safe. No.
Yeah.
You know that you need to be safe. So I ain't going to tell you to be safe. I'm just going to say to you, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, for you, not for anybody else, for you. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of times, especially Ronaba Twabantu.
Yeah.
You know, black people, we love doing things for people and forgetting about ourselves.
Yeah.
This time, please try and think about you.
Do you
for a change.
Do you,
you know
boo?
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy. I know sometimes you feel like, you know, if you're not doing something, you're making somebody else unhappy. If it makes you happy, do it.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Tembo. And he's still coming back. Have a fantastic work one. And we are out. And remember, if it's not Wednesday to you, then it's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah. Cliffcentral.com.